Well, howdy guys, now here's a news item to make you be aware. So here's a Femon. Nothing spectacular about her. But this guy met this Femon at a bar in the hotel he was staying in. And I guess they hit it off a bit and went to his room for a one-night stand. You know, pump and dump. What could go wrong? Yeah, well. Anyway, this guy flew back to Dubai the next day, because that's where he worked. And all of a sudden, the allegations started happening. First, she accused him of having sex with her friend, and then she started harassing him all the time. She even tried to accuse him of rape. And as the guy said, he only actually knew her for 12 hours. But this harassment went on for 9 years. That's the problem, guys. You'd never know what they're like. You stick it in there, you're taking a chance. A lot of femmes are kind of, well, crazy and pathological liars. Anyway, I guess this guy finally took her to court, where it was found no basis for her allegations at all, and the guy was completely amazed that she could lie for 9 years. Hey, femmes can take their lies to their deathbed.
Honey, is that child really mine? It doesn't look like me.
Oh, don't be silly, darling. Of course it's yours.
I think it's pretty obvious that this Femon thought that he worked in Dubai, he has money. And in all those 9 years, do you think she's not seeing another guy as well? Of course she is. And probably trying to extort him as well. Anyway, the court agreed that she'd have to pay £25,000 in compensation to the man. Let me see now. 9 years, £25,000, that's about, roughly, £3,000 a year. Of course, if it was the other way round and it was a femon, it would be a couple of million at least. This is just a news item for you younger guys to be aware that femons have no real morals. And they have no qualms about lying about you and destroying your character and trying to get money from you. Or maybe just revenge. They're professional scammers. Of course, not all femons are, but if you think in your mind they all are, then at least you're protected, aren't you? Or are you? Think about it. You can walk past a femon in the street you don't even know, and she could yell rape. You'll be in jail straight away. And she doesn't have to really prove that you raped her. You have to prove that you didn't. Something certainly has to be done with the laws. We're supposed to think that femons aren't safe on the streets. It's males who are not safe on the streets from femons and their lies. I'll put a link to the news item down below, guys. Hey, we all remember one-night stands, don't we? But just be careful, guys. You take it easy.